They break the three-game losing streak. The Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, have won 10 games.
By far, it was definitely a confidence booster. We've been putting in work week in and week out. You know, sometimes it takes a loss for you to know what you have to do. The three games back-to-back-to-back that we lost, we combined those points into this one game to know, you know, every time we get the ball, we need points, and it's just taking one play at a time, and that's what guys focus on mainly this game. It starts from practice. Guys have just been playing with an edge. You see it on the field, Jamal, Sean, Dexter, those guys. Every day, those guys have been going extremely hard, and that's what we've been missing. And I think those losses definitely helped us refine ourselves, and now we're playing with that edge.
Alex Smith, the throw, slant, it's caught by Bow, breaks a tackle, into the end zone, touchdown, yards after catch, Dwayne Bow, a 21-yard touchdown on the slant.
Third down, they normally play cover one, which is a single one safety and a man tight on me, and that's my best route I run. And the coach was extremely happy with the way I approached my slants all month. And he said, if I call your number, I need you to get in the end zone. And he called it. You know, I made a great catch, and being 215, you know, bouncing off those guys and trying to get in that end zone, man, trying to find it, and I got in there. The snow definitely gives me an advantage. After the game, I talked to some of the linebackers, and it was like nobody wants to hit or be tackled in that kind of weather. And if you're a big physical guy, they're going to take bad angles and they're going to try to hit you up high. Just having great balance, doing yoga every week, helped me get into the end zone. That's definitely my type of play. That's deboning it right there. Taking on some hits, breaking some tackles. Stuff I did early in my early career. And I'm just refining myself, just bringing it back. Especially when you play in the snow, you're going to have these kind of games. I'd rather play all of them in the snow if I can get those kind of touchdowns. But Alex put the ball where it needed to be.
They ain't say winning is easy. That's how you go out there and play as a family. That's what we is. We is the family. Family on two. One, two, family.
It's just like normal men go through their everyday life and how they look out for their family and would do anything for their family. So I stress that to the guys in the locker room, because at the end of the day, we spend more time here than we do with our family. And if a guy approaches that way, they'll do whatever it takes to help the man next to him. And that's what guys are doing. They're looking at each other as brothers, and it's a brotherhood, and that's what we got going. And we play tight, we got each other back, and we riding high right now.
One, two, three.
Being one of the leaders on the team and being looked upon as that guy in the locker room that keeps it going, I just feel like, you know, being here 7 years, it's time for me to step up and become more vocal and be that guy that people look up to when it's time to find that edge. And, you know, I got a couple of great speeches left in me, and I'm just trying to spread the word and make it contagious for guys to catch on to it, and it's been working.
Hey.
Big Red, oh man, he's a phenomenal coach, father figure. The way he treats the guys in the locker room, the way we handle our business on and off the field, that's the way you want it. That's who you want to be a leader for you, and he's the leader of our team, and it trickles down to us from just following his role, and I try to pass it down to my guys. And he's been that voice, he's been that ear, he's been that father figure. He has our back, and I just want that same role and try to make it contagious. Definitely, we know it's a division game, so every division game is going to be played like a playoff game. And the Oakland Raiders got a great defense. They're gonna bring all kind of gadgets and blitzes. So we just got to approach it like we approached last game, and that's every play, 60 minutes, all three phases. And guys know it's going to be a lot of trash talking, and they don't like us. But at the end of the day, we got to play as a family and one play at a time and not worry about the distractions.